Hello, my name is Miss Nadine, and I'm a speech teacher at Ryerson Elementary School. Today, I would like to share Chapter 14 of Lemonade Crime by Jacqueline Davies. Chapter 14, Fighting Words. Fighting words, noun. Words that are so venomous and full of malice that they cause another person to fight back physically. Fighting words are not protected as free speech under the First Amendment. "You're on," said Scott. Nobody bothered to pick up any of the equipment. The jump ropes, the frisbees, the milk crate, the extra balls were all left right where they were. Instead, all of the kids of 4-0 who hadn't gone home lined up on either side of the basketball court. Evan dribbled the ball, trying to get that feeling of looseness that helped him play his best. "We'll play to 7-by-1s, straight up, King's Court. And you have to take it past the big crack to clear." Evan pointed to the wide crack in the blacktop that ran 20 feet from the basket. That was the line that they always used to clear the ball for half-court games. "Who's the ref?" asked Scott. "No ref, no fouls," said Evan. "Just play. If the ball falls through the hoop, it's a point. If it doesn't, go home and cry to your mother. Okay?" Evan was practicing his crossover dribbling while he talked. He was starting to feel his rhythm. He looked at Scott standing at the top of the key. There it was, that look on Scott's face, the one that seemed to say, "Why bother? I always win." More than anything else, Evan wanted to wipe that look off Scott Spencer's face, once and for all. "Yeah, okay," said Scott, "but who goes first?" "You," said Evan, shooting him a chest pass so fast that Scott didn't even have time to put his arms up. The ball hit him in the chest and fell at his feet. Evan heard some of the kids laugh and noticed Megan crossing her arms and frowning. "Good start," shouted Paul from the sidelines, as Scott picked up the ball and cleared it behind the line. "Nice, Tresky," said Scott. "Real nice." Evan ran up to clear the line, and got low, ready to defend. Scott dribbled the ball, hanging behind the line. Then he faked left and drove right, blowing past Evan. Scott was quick, but Evan was quicker. He came up from behind, and just as Scott was shooting the ball, Evan clawed it out of the air, whacking it so hard it smacked down on the blacktop. On the way, his hand smashed into Scott's face. Scott crumpled to the ground. Undefended, Evan took the easy shot and scored his first point. "You can't do that," said Scott. "You mauled me." He sat on the blacktop, his legs sprawled, looking like he couldn't even get up. Evan rebounded and dribbled toward the clear line. He put a hand up to his ear and pretended to concentrate hard. "Do you hear a whistle, Scott?" "I guess not, because there isn't one. Man up." Scott jumped to his feet and Ryan yelled out, "Faker!" 1-0, called out Adam. Evan's ball. Evan didn't even bother to juke. He just plowed right into Scott, driving him to the blacktop before charging the basket for the easy layup. "Oh man," shouted Ryan. Megan shook her head. "Why even call it basketball if you're going to play like that?" Evan watched as Scott started to get up slowly. But he had already cleared the ball at the line and was charging to the basket before Scott got on his feet. He made another easy layup, as pretty as a bird. 3-0, shouted Adam. "Scott," said Ryan, "come on, show a little backbone." This time, when Evan started his move to the basket, Scott lunged at the ball. He stripped it from Evan's hands, but the ball went shooting out of bounds. "Out," shouted Adam, "Evan's ball." So Evan took it out again, and this time he faked left, right, left, so that Scott was leaning the wrong way when Evan finally made his move. It's basketball, Scott, not freeze tag, called out Evan. Evan slowly dribbled the ball back. Scott faced him across the line, scowling, with his hands on his hips. None of this counts, said Scott. This is dirt ball. This is trash. None of this counts. Why not? Said Evan, dribbling steadily. You agreed. No fouls. You said okay, right? He took a step past the clear line, still dribbling the ball slowly right in front of his body. Then, Evan spread his hands out wide, the ball bouncing between the two of them, unprotected. Go on, take it. When Scott made his move, trying to grab the ball out of the air, Evan was ready. Faster than an eagle diving, he snatched the ball back, made a spin move around Scott, and drove for the basket. He jumped as high as he could and just barely managed to stuff the ball with both hands through the hoop. Slammed, screamed Paul, doing a dance on the sidelines. This is gross, said Megan. I'm going home. She picked up her mailbag and slung it over her shoulder. Jesse, are you coming? No, said Jesse in a small voice. She was sitting on the grass, her knees pulled up to her chest. I'll stay. Megan nodded, then walked toward the parking lot. Evan noticed her leaving, but told himself, who cares? 4-0, said Adam. Hey, Evan, wrap it up, would you? I have to get home. Evan quickly ran the score up to 6-0 with a jump shot from mid-key and a little floater right in front of the basket. All of the guys on the sideline were screaming, shut out, shut out, and Evan dribbled the ball in time to their chant. He glanced at Scott. Scott was breathing so hard, he looked like he might throw up. Both his knees and one of his elbows were bloody. He's right, thought Evan. This isn't basketball. It's revenge ball. You want the ball? Asked Evan. Here, you can have it. He let the ball roll off the tips of his fingers so that it dribbled over to Scott. Don't say I didn't show you mercy, said Evan as Scott picked up the ball and they swapped places, Evan switching to defense. Go on, I'll even back off. I'll give you all the room in the world. You still can't make a basket against me. Scott dribbled the ball slowly, and Evan could see that he was trying to come up with a strategy. There was no way he could push past Evan, because Evan had the weight, and there was no way he could speed past him, because Evan was faster. The only way Scott Spencer was going to get the drop on Evan was by tricking him. That's all Scott had, thought Evan. That's all Scott ever had. Scott started dribbling slowly toward the basket. Evan moved into position, blocking the lane, but still giving Scott plenty of room. He kept his eyes locked on Scott's. Suddenly, Scott's mouth dropped open. He stopped dribbling the ball and shouted, "Oh my God, Jesse, are you okay?" Evan spun around. Where was she? Was she on the green machine? Has she fallen? She was such a klutz. She could hardly walk across a room without tripping. Evan's eyes had just caught sight of her. Jessie, sitting on the sidelines, the way she always did, her knees tucked up to her chin, watching the game intently, when he figured it out. But by then, Scott was past him, driving to the basket. Evan almost got there in time to block the shot, but almost doesn't count. Scott's shot was rushed and weak. It circled the rim and then fell through. I can't believe you fell for that, dog, shouted Kevin. The oldest trick in the book, said Paul, shaking his head. 6-1, shouted Adam. Scott's ball. Scott took the ball and shrugged as he dribbled past Evan. King's Court, right? Evan had never in his life had a feeling like this. Not when he broke his leg, not when his father left, not even when Jesse put bugs in his lemonade. This was worse. This was stronger. This felt like everything to him. So when Scott made for the basket, Evan came at him with both hands up, and it must have been the look on his face that made Scott freeze and lose half a step. That's all it took. Evan stripped the ball and headed for the top of the key. He could have just dribbled to the basket and made the shot, and that would have been that. The game would have been over, and he would have won. But no, he wanted to make Scott pay. He wanted to make sure that when they told the story for days, for weeks, for years, of how Scott Spencer got crushed on the basketball court, they would talk about the final shot that Evan Chesky made. So he headed for the top of the key and planted his feet so that he could make that beautiful turnaround jumper that he'd been practicing for months. He stood there, dribbling the ball, practically shouting out to Scott, "Yeah, come get me." And when Scott did, Evan turned and threw an elbow that caught Scott right on the side of the face. Scott went flying and landed hard on his rear end, his hand scraping along the blacktop. Evan didn't even look over to see if Scott was okay. He dribbled once, twice, three times, then jumped in the air, twisted his body, and let fly the ball. Everyone watched it as it sailed through the air and then swished through the hoop. Nothing but net. The ball dropped to the blacktop and bounced. Nobody made a move for it. Nobody said anything. Scott was still sitting on the ground, the blood on his hands a bright red. Evan was standing, his arms at his side. He felt like he'd just been through a fist fight. Scott got up slowly, picked up the basketball, and then drop-kicked it as hard as he could so that it sailed over the fence and disappeared into the swamp. Then he ran.